Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. In a picturesque world, summer is the time when your livestock enjoy plentiful forage and easy living. But summer also brings hot weather, flies, pink eye, anaplasmosis, and more flies. The problems presented by flies include disease transmission and irritation that can impact performance. Premise flies, like house and stable flies, are found around farm buildings and corrals, with their sponging and sucking mouthparts instead of biting mouthparts. They spread disease among animals or from manure and feed to animals. Stable flies are fierce spiders and affect animals' legs and bellies. They resemble a housefly, but are only about a quarter inch long. Pasture flies are those that affect cattle out on the range, horn, face, and some stable flies. Horn flies are blood feeders, smaller than a house fly, found mostly on an animal's back, shoulders, and sides. Face flies only feed on the secretions around the eyes, mouth, and muzzle, spreading pink eye infections. Instituting some sort of topical control program like sprays, rubs, or fly tacks will decrease populations that spend a lot of time on cows, such as the horn fly or face flies. Stable flies or other biting flies don't spend much time on an animal, so you'll need to implement environmental controls too, not just topical treatments. One of the best ways to eliminate stable flies is to remove sources of organic matter that create breeding grounds. Cleaning areas where cattle were fed during the winter and drying down manure by spreading will help reduce fly populations. This is also the time of year when pink eye problems are peaking. This is due to the numerous face flies taking advantage of the declining colostral immunity coupled with developing immune systems. Add in taller forage that irritates eyes with pollen and pokey stems, and you have a recipe for eye problems. To beef up immune systems, administer a booster dose of pink eye vaccine and provide calves with fly control. Many of the control methods for cows, like fly tags or rubs, may not reach the calf. The increased biting fly population can also spread anaplasmosis. Although horn flies can be responsible, the bigger concerns are stable flies and ticks. If you're in an endemic area, consider having a conversation with your vet about using chlorotetracycline, CTC, to protect your herd. A successful fly control program requires proper identification of the pests, determining the best control method, and following label directions on the product to get optimum control and decrease the chance of resistance. Give me a call for help with products available for control of insect pests of livestock at the Labette County Extension Office. 620-784-5337.